reading from the Gift Family Services blog, dated October 7, 2020, entitled The Indispensability of Community. At the risk of sounding like Captain Obvious, our lives here have been totally blown off their normal courses. COVID-19 realigned our lives, redefined our social interactions, upended our educational systems, shattered businesses, destroyed jobs, sickened millions, and killed 190 plus thousands of Americans. Of the many costs exacted by the virus, one of the devastating is the loss of community. Human beings evolved as social animals. Our DNA engineered us to seek out connection. In fact, human survival depends upon it. In adoption circles, our previous interest and appreciation of the importance of building connection has focused on attachment, on healing the wounds of kids whose fear of connection outstripped their biological need for it. We recognize the tragedy of this emotional catch-22. We know connection is life-affirming and life-sustaining for infants and children. In fact, it's pivotal for all of us. We recognize and feel the strain that the current limitations on in-person connection and physical touch are exacting. Our bodies crave tactile and proprioceptive input. We miss it, yearn for it, and suffer from its presence. Zoom and other similar formats of online gathering are valuable alternatives, but they most certainly are not the real deal. Looking at an image of someone sending us a hug simply can't equate to receiving that physical embrace, of inhaling the scent of a loved one, friend, or simply being together in the same time and space. Still, when it comes to social interaction, something is better than nothing. Create opportunities for everyone in the family to engage with others. Remember the joy of receiving a letter? Why not restart the habit of letter writing? Introduce kids to the practice. Have them write notes, share artwork, especially with grandparents who are especially vulnerable to isolation and social deprivation. Create videos and fiddle with apps that alter them in funny and silly ways. They'll learn skills and have fun at the same time. Stage puppet shows or plays and engage the family in the production. My grandson increases his audience with his favorite stuffed toys, and we find they are very patient and accepting group of fans. In this blog, we frequently encourage parents to be intentional, especially when it comes to initiating difficult conversations. The thoughts, feelings, and fears with which we are all wrestling do not disappear simply because we don't discuss or share them. Help kids cope by opening conversations with prompts like, I wonder if you are blank. I wonder if you are thinking. I wonder if you are worrying, etc. In age-appropriate ways, share some of the things with which you are wrestling and then mention some of your coping strategies for dealing with these challenges. We cannot opt for silence, blind eyes to create taboo topics. If we do not discuss these challenging topics with our kids, other sources will fill the vacuum. Other voices will provide the answers. Other sources will provide the moral compass. The current times call for courage in many forms. The courage to take a stand. The courage to be a voice. The courage to listen. Adoptive parents must also have the courage to listen to things that might make us feel uncomfortable, inadequate, sad, or guilty. Our kids' experience of adoption does not exactly match our experience. As we've mentioned many times previously, adoption was the answer to our prayer. For our children, however, it was a double-edged sword that delivered them into a new family, but first separated them from their biological family. That loss is undeniable, permanent, and a tragedy for them. Regardless of the reasons that caused or justified the adoption, it creates a traumatic interruption in the natural trajectory of their life that transfers them from one reality into an entirely new one, and that holds a lifetime of other possibilities that could have been true, echoes and ghosts of what-ifs to which there is no total resolution. In addition to the importance of parents mustering the strength to listen to our kids' struggles, to validate and not minimize, we must ensure them that they are not responsible for sheltering us from the discomfort that their revelations might stir within us. They are the children, we are the adults. We are responsible and capable of managing tough stuff, theirs and our own. We must turn to other adult sources for our support so we can be fully available to our children as a source of loving adult support. We must absolutely ensure that we are not dumping any of the weight of our adult struggles on our children. This is an aspect of adoption attunement, or AQ, we must accomplish for both our own emotional needs as well as the emotional needs of our children. I would also assert that it is vital that we help our children find a community of other adoptees with whom they can experience the healing power that emerges from connecting with others who are walking a similar journey in life as adoptees. As parents, we cannot fully understand what it is to walk through life as an adoptee. Engaging with others who are also adoptees makes them feel less alone, less different, less left out. The need to belong is deep and powerful. Finding a community where we fit is a great blessing for parents as well as children.